Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Of course, racing has got underway at the Cork Racecourse Mallow a little bit earlier on this evening. But tomorrow, there is another eight race, a flat card, I should say, and there's more racing throughout the weekend. It's what is a very busy weekend in horse racing. I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins me on the lines. Martin, it's a very warm welcome to you.
Good evening to you, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well, Martin. And I suppose since we spoke last week, it was a chaotic week for the racing world. We got over Punchestown and it wasn't too long because a little over 48 hours later, we were back into the new National Hunt season.
Well, that's right indeed, Patrick. A great end to last week. I mean, Punchestown was a huge success. Obviously, it was a dream week for trainer Willie Mullins. 18 minutes, I mean, that's a record of lots of proportions. I remember Dermot Well had 17 at Galway in 2011. I thought that would never be beaten. But the 18 at Punchestown was just unbelievable. Great performance all around. Pity for Gordon Elliott that, you know, his kind of challenge petered out a bit after having a tremendous season. But fair play to Willie Mullins. And, you know, there's some great races, some great displays, obviously, on show. I think we're talking about Fahin last week, probably the star of the show. He's not going to France now. I believe there was an operation on him during the week on his groin. He seems to be okay now. Hopefully be back in action next season. And it was great crowds at Punchestown. I was there on the Friday and Saturday in particular. The weather was nice. And the last Saturday was a record crowd, 35,000. Turned up to see some fine race and some very good performances. I thought Benny the Duff was very, very good. Looks like another Annie Power maybe in the making. She could be a very good mare next year, whatever she goes over fences or if she stays over hurdles. No question about that. She's a very good mare. And of course, Willie won the big race as well. But Saldier put up a good performance, won the grade one 4-year-old champion hurdle as well. So I think all told, it was a great season. As you say, start again at Kilbeggan on Monday, and we're back again with more weekend racing. Westford tomorrow is National Hunt and Sligo on Sunday. But I suppose the next really big meeting will be Galway Festival in late July. We have Galway Plate and Galway Hurdle. And I suppose the attention turns mainly to the flat now with the 2000 Guineas in England on Saturday and 1000 on Sunday. Of course, the Kentucky Derby's on tomorrow night with a live chance for Mendelssohn for Aidan O'Brien. So it's all systems go for the racing at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll touch on the international stuff a little bit later on, Martin. We're going to kick on to the racing domestically for the weekend. And of course, as you mentioned, there's eight races, flat racing in Cork tomorrow. First gate's underway at 1:30, Martin. And the first race I want to look at is the 4:15. That's the rated race. There's only four entered in this one, but we saw a very impressive winner, course and distance-wise, 3 weeks ago in Bandua.
Yeah, absolutely. Very impressive all right on that occasion, Patrick. The ground was very testing, so I'd say it will be fairly soft again tomorrow, and that should suit him. He can run here off a mark on 95. Hard to know what he beat on that occasion. Obviously, he was not on shot of Aidan O'Brien's, but he probably didn't handle the ground. Giuseppe Garibaldi, he had some good form last season. So Bando is a bit of an unknown here, but he certainly faced a stiff rival in the shape of Whirling Dervish for Jessica Harrington. Won well at Tipperary last October, handled testing ground on that occasion, and receipt of £7 off Bando will certainly give him a bit of a battle. Jessica's has come back to form now, had a good two winners at Punchestown last Friday, and also had a good winner in England during the week. Tartador at Ascot last Wednesday was a fine winner of a Group 3 event. So I think Whirling Dervish might be a little bit of a bet to beat Bandua tomorrow. I think his greater experience and his proven fitness, I think, should certainly stand to him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he just proved too good for Bandua tomorrow.
Now, the 6 furlong sprint for 3-year-olds only, Martin, and there is a good entry of 14 declared for this one on the run course.
Yeah, interesting. It's coming on the round course. I like the draw be very important, you'd imagine, Patrick. I think the top one of Johnny Fiennes, Just Cherry, must have a decent chance here. Finished third last season on her last run. It's an ordinary enough race. There's one very interesting one, I have to say. It's first reserve, a horse called Tuvon of Kevin Pendergast. If this one managed to get in, now he needs a horse to come out to let him in. And if that does happen tomorrow, this one has a very good chance under Chris Hayes. Good fifth in an all-age handicap at Navan a couple of weeks ago. You would have to expect that one to go well. Dermot Wells, Ishi Gatti has been running okay in the weather during the winter without winning, and that should go well for Lee Roach as well. But I think if Tuvon can manage to get in, that would be the one I'd be supporting here.
The very interesting race I'd like to know, Martin, is the 3:10. That's the Newmarket Fillies maiden, and of course we've seen a jet setting who won an Irish 1,000 guineas a couple of years ago, winning at the Cork race course. Is there any kind of these fillies that could win a 1,000 guineas?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but there's certainly come some very interesting ones, as we said, Patrick. Hummer Hayes ran a fine race for John Ox first time out, went second at Leopard Santa, won at Gerard Lyons a couple of weeks ago, a horse called Future Proof. That was, she came home very well on that occasion, and I expect her to go very well from stall one. Number 12 in the cards, Thomas T. Woody McCurry's also caught the eye when second at Leopardstown to a horse called Jaga from Dermot Wells, who was very well fancied on that occasion. Now, she'd beaten a couple of about four or five lengths on that occasion, but Thomas T. came home very strongly, and Woody McCurry's made a very good start to the season along with the jockey Billy Lee, so that one should go well. Also Simonia for Dermot Well and Lee Roach, third of five at Navan, but certainly shaped very promisingly on that occasion. She went very green early on, and you'd have to expect her to go well. So, well, I wouldn't say it'd be a classic winner among them. I wouldn't be surprised if this was won by a decent filly. And just on our last performance, I think Samus D could be the interest one, number 12 there, from an outside draw with Biddy Lee for Biddy McCreary.
Anything else on the Cork card tomorrow to keep an eye out for Martin?
I think the opening list, Aspen Bell, is a decent chance for Pat Martin. Ran well at Navan last time. Stables in very good form, and you expect that one to go well. I think in the 3:40, Song of the Sky was fairly impressive last time over course and distance, and a £10 rise in the weights probably won't stop it. Number one drawn, so Joseph Bryan obviously in good form, and I think that one should go well. In the apprentice race at 4:50, I like Austin Lee's Eco Eye. The trip was too short for Navan last time, over 5.5 furlongs. Much better suited to a mile. Second here early on in the season in a similar type race. Ross Coakley, a very good rider in these type of apprentice races. I think that was a very solid each way chance in the 4:50.
Okay, so that's the card at Cork tomorrow. I'm going to change tack now because there's 7 National Hunt races down for decision at Wexford on Saturday, Martin. Really interesting card down there as well. And the first race I want to look at is the 4:05. That's the Freddie and Liz Doyle handicap hurdle over 3 miles. And it could be a proper test, this one. 14 have been declared.
Yeah, and interesting race here. A couple of chances. Glendine River certainly is a mare that does very well at Tramore. Last time was a winner, beating a horse called Carrie Greedy, and they're definitely new rivalry tomorrow. There was only about a length or so between them at that occasion, and Carrie Greedy is now £3 better off at the weights. Glendon River, Donny McInerney takes the mount here, claims £5. He's a very, very good rider, leading condition rider of the 2017-2018 season, got his trophy last weekend. Certainly a very promising rider, this fella, and this was Glendon River would be fancied. But I think Carrie Greedy, though, could be the one that might just take home the bacon here. Interesting animal. It's already improved, and I think the step up and trip would suit. Soft ground should have no problem to it either, and Philip Enright on board just might be able to reverse placements with Glendine River on their last performances.
Yes, that's the interesting handicap hurdle, that one. Then earlier on in the card, Martin, we've got a conditions hurdle, I should say. 9 have been declared in this one, but it looks like there could be a very short price favourite in Park Paddocks.
Yeah, good winner at the Punchdown Festival. I mean, there were 25 runners in that race, and he ran out a fairly convincing winner, I have to say, on that occasion, beat Never Rushicon in a good race. Only a 4-year-old here, Patrick, only 4-year-old in the field, and probably if he's in the same type of form, should win this. It gets a bit of weight off his older horses here. Monotype is interesting for Paul Nolan, local trainer. Didn't really get the trip against a great few at the Punchdown Festival when finishing 9th in the 3-mile handicap hurdle. Wasn't beaten all that far now, so I would definitely give this a chance, dropping back to 2 miles. Was a very last gasp winner at Navan the time before that. Just wonder will the Wexford track be stiff enough for him. I think maybe 2.5 miles might be his best trip, but certainly should go well. But I do think Mara Paddocks will be the one to beat here.
Then we've got the beginner's chase at 4:40, Martin. We've got a maximum field of 14 declared for this one.
Yeah, oddly enough, race. Mick DeBio is quite interesting for James Grace, a decent horse over hurdles, and James places horse to good effect. He would have a definite chance here. I do like Fintara for Jessica Harrington. Just able to come back into form, placed on a couple of runs over fences to date. This isn't as strong as the races and might just be good enough here. She is a mare, she's getting a bit of weight off the geldings here, and just might be the one to follow number 14 on the card there.
Anything else in the Wexford card tomorrow, Martin?
I think possibly in the last race, William Unser's horse called If You Catch Me Now, ridden by your owner Harry Dunson, has been placed a couple of occasions and might just be able to get her head in front tomorrow. Probably will try and make all the running and must have a chance. But in the 5:10, Colin Bowes, Lacken Bridge, a good winner from over last time, up £7 for that, but continues in good form and is very much an in-form rival compared to his rivals here. So I just think maybe that one could go in again in the 5:10.
So that's the action at Wexford tomorrow. I'm going to keep with the National Hunt team, Martin, because Sligo have their opening card of the new season. 7 races down for decision, kicking off at 1:40. Going to look at the second race. Is the first race we're going to look at is the 2:15, the Taylor Construction Silverworks Hurdle, and we've got a very short price favourite here on paper. Missassa, who's been running in Grade One races in recent times, stepping back in class.
Yeah, looks another winner for William Mullins, Paul Townsend, all right, Patrick. Good fourth in the Grade 1 last week at the Punchdown Festival. That was quite a good performance. Grade 140 here. Percy is the probably most likely rival, but he's only Grade 123 and they have to meet on level terms. Be surprised if Massassa can't win this one here. Also, Mullins has a very good chance in the first race with Sal Saretta, a well-regarded mare that's going to run the colours of Ristricky. Ran okay at the Cheltenham Festival for a long time behind Lorena. Now, obviously, didn't jump all that well on that occasion, and actually came down at the last on that occasion too, but I think that type of form would be much stronger than arrival and probably should get off the mark here in the 140 race at Sligo on Sunday.
Then the 320 is the Kennedy's Bar Sligo novice hurdle, Martin. 2.5 miles the distance and 8 have been declared for this one.
Yeah, a couple of interesting runners here, all right. Again, William Mullins runs 2, Force of Cause the Arch. They were both disappointing at the Punchdown Festival. And maybe Ishka Beha for Joseph O'Brien could be interesting. Very unexposed type. Won well running a Fairy House a couple of weeks ago, his first run over hurdles, and might be good enough to go in again. Recent winners, Clun Dara and Heroes and Villains, who just won at Quebec last Monday, would have to come into calculations as well. So this is a tricky little contest, but I think Ishka Beha has no promise maybe to win again.
So that's the rated novice hurdle then, Martin. Looking towards later on the card then, very competitive handicap hurdle, 4:30 over 2.5 miles.
Yeah, I think the team of Owen and Eamon O'Connor could win this race with Sunset Sadie, second the Fairy House last time out, comes here in decent form. The rest of the runners, the Church Gate, I think Matthew Smith, normally runs well in these type of races and should go well again. But I do think that Sunset Sadie has a bit of a chance in this one, and I'd be siding with that one.
Anything else on the card tomorrow, Sligo, Martin?
It's a weak look at Maiden Hurdle in the 3:55, looks a weak race, and maybe First Class Return could win for Mouse Morris. Well, I suppose the last race, he wouldn't know much about some of these four-year bumpers, but Roll Again ran an okay race in a decent race at the Punchdown Festival with the Land Rover bumper, finished in midfield at that occasion, and I think that one maybe could win again for William Mullins in the 5:05, who looks to have a strong hand throughout the whole card on Sunday, Sligo.
Set Racing returning at the up in the northwest for 2018. Then moving across to the east coast, Martin, because Dundalk are back in action for this bank holiday Sunday. First race kicks off at 2:00 and it's a competitive opener as well, the 5 furlong maiden.
Yeah, to all 2 year-olds here. Hard to know what the story is. No Aidan O'Brien or Ger Lyons, I suppose. Andre Amar would be fancied with Gary Carroll on board. But I do think the bottom one here, Servaland, could be interesting for Jessica Arrington. Had a good winner at Dundalk with a 2 year-old during the week. And it says they will come back to the farm. Colin McDonough takes the mount. And I think wouldn't have to be overly brilliant to win this race. I think obviously Rest Bay for Joseph Ryan would be interesting to see what price that will be. But I think in current form, Servaland is very interesting here, running against the Colts, getting the £5.6 allowance.
The conditions race of 4:15 over the mile and a half trip has just the 5 runners in, Martin.
Yeah, Light Pillar has come from France for Joseph O'Brien. If it runs to the rating of 100, must have a big chance here. Kerosene ran okay last time in a handicap and toured at Limerick, but those have to give it £3. I think Light Pillar should probably be good enough to win this. Ran some good rest in France last season. Interesting how it goes in the all-weather, but I think it looks the one to beat in this 4:15.
The extended handicap then, Martin, at 4:50 looks quite competitive with 12 in this.
Yeah, 6 Silver Lane is a regular round here, does very well, but he's plenty of weight on this occasion. And the bottom one here, Easy Boy, just got touched off on Wednesday, just by a nose on that occasion. Doesn't have to carry the extra weight here, up £2 for that, but doesn't have to carry it. Pat Martin's team in good form, Kitty Nenner, a good rider. So I think this one could be the one. School by Error has done very well of late for Shane Nolan, won his last two. Chris Hayes on board, up another £6 for a narrow win lately. And that one probably would be the danger. But I think Easy Boy has a lot going for him on Sunday.
The closing race, Martin, is probably the big race of the day. That's the 3-year-old and upwards fillies handicap over the 10 furlongs. And just the 10 fillies declared for this.
Yeah, interesting contest. This 2 for 3 again for Harrington should go well. But I do like the Elusive Duchess for Adrian Keatley. Ran some good races last season and was highly tried in certain races. Whether she gets the mile and a quarter trip probably is open to question, but just might be good enough here.
Anything else on the Dundalk card on Sunday, Martin?
I think in the 2:30, Massalai is a good chance for Edward Lynham. Certainly he came home well last time, just got beaten. The stable hasn't had any winners yet, but he's getting closer all the time. I think Massalai could be the first winner of the season for them. And in the 3:05, Terzetto, of Mick Halfords, was beaten by a very smart filly of Aidan O'Brien's last time, 5 or 6 lengths behind at that occasion she was. But it was a good one for a first run, and with improvement expected, Callum McDonough on board and drawn 11. I think this one has a good chance for the Mick Halfords stable in the 3:05, that's Terzetto.
Okay, so that's the domestic action in Ireland over the weekend. 4 meetings over the weekend. And of course, you've got Down Royal and Nace on Sunday, on Monday, I should say, Martin. And two good cards as well there at both tracks.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have the final declarations on Sunday, Patrick. But yeah, it looks like good racing there. The ground should be okay. I suppose the forecast is quite good over the weekend. Some nice horses run at Naas with maybe the classics in mind, and we'll be keeping an eye on some of those. But unfortunately, we wouldn't have runners until Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's no problem at all, and I'm sure all eyes will be on that card, because the Atazi and the Mooresbridge Stakes do take place there on Monday at Naas. But I suppose all eyes this weekend on Saturday and Sunday will be on Newmarket Martin, because there's some fantastic racing over there over the weekend, and of course the opening two classics of the season take place. And on Saturday the feature, of course, is the Kipco 2000 Guineas. Of course, over the years we've seen some superstars winning this race, of course the likes of Frankel and See the Stars. Have we another some kind of type like that, Martin, running in tomorrow's feature?
Well, you'd certainly like to hope so, all right, Patrick. It's hard to know. Saxon Warrior was the buzz horse over the winter. There's no question for Aidan O'Brien, unbeaten as a two-year-old, won the race post trophy and looked like his number one charge for a long way over the winter. He was favoured for a long time. In recent times, though, he's kind of weakened a little bit in the betting, although there's more support from now again this week. Dunlop O'Brien takes the mount. As I say, has done nothing wrong. Just the form of the race the post trophy has been a little bit let down. The second horse, Roaring Lion, who runs again tomorrow, was disappointing at Newmarket a couple of weeks ago, and the third horse, the Pentagon, was disappointing at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. In the meantime, O'Brien introduced another horse called Gustav Klimt. He created a good impression last season. I've seen him win at the Curragh, and he also won a nice race at Newmarket in July, overcame a lot of trouble in running on that occasion, but that was his last run. So he ran at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago on English Grand National Day and put up a fine performance under Ryan Moore to win a classic trial at Leopardstown. Now, the ground was very soft on that occasion. He'll want better ground, which he will get. Jamie Heffernan takes the mount. He's the current favourite, and there's no doubt he could be a very exciting horse. This is obviously a very strong race, as you would expect, though, for a Guineas. Expert Eye looked a very good horse last season, but has slightly been a little bit disappointing for Sir Michael Stout since then. He probably is up against it. But Massar of Cardi Appleby was very impressive in winning the Craven Stakes, which is the leading trial in England, by 9 lengths. So that was very, very impressive. Charlie Appleby's made a good start to the season and winning Buick on board. There's a lot to like about that one. But it comes down to O'Brien really in these races. He's won this race at a record 8 times, and it's going to be very hard to stop him again. I think, though, maybe Gustav Klimt could be the one rather than Saxon Warrior. I think he's more of a Derby horse, but it'd be interesting to see how they go. Obviously, it'd be nice to see them win. I just think Gustav Klimt, with that run under his belt, would be my selection. But Massar certainly is a big danger, no question about that.
Okay, so that's the 2000 Guineas. And of course, tomorrow as well, we've got the Jockey Club Stakes. Of course, a horse called Defoe, who was supplemented for big money at the start of the week to get into the race because he wasn't entered. He's a long odds on favourite and well touted to take that race. And of course, Havana Grey is the likely favourite in the Palace House Stakes. So there's some of the big races on Saturday's card at Newmarket. Then going to Sunday's card, Martin, the declarations just came out there earlier on this morning for the Sunday's card at Newmarket. Of course, the 1000 Guineas is the feature, and of course Aidan O'Brien also has a good record in this race, and for a race that's over £500,000 in prize money, there's a strong field in this.
Yes, indeed, and Aidan has declared four, Patrick. Now, of course, Happily is the one that's the choice of Ryan Moore, and she was a very, very good two-year-old last season, won twice the Grade 1 level, including she won a race in France on Arc Weekend, beating the Colts. Actually, Massar was only third on that occasion, and he went on as a leading fancy for 2,000 Guineas, so I can see why she's favoured. There was always the plan to come straight here, and she obviously has a very big chance. But this is a race that Aidan has won in the past with not kind of first-choice horses, if you know what I mean. He's won with second and third strings. You know, the other couple of runs he has, a horse called I Can Fly, I thought she ran a nice race at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago, finished third. He kind of used this race this trial at Leopardstown as a kind of stepping stone for last year's winner as well. So I just have a feeling that I Can Fly could go well under Jamie Heffernan. Now, she's drawn 14. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not quite sure. She'll be up in the middle of the track, and I'm hoping that she can improve enough to go very well here. There's plenty of money for her during the week. William McCreary wants an interesting one called Liquid Amber. She was a nice filly last season. I've seen her win at the Curragh. It probably is probably ambitious to go into a classic first time, but there's no doubt to think a lot of her, and hopefully she'll run well. The English one, Soliloquy, for Charlie Appleby, is the choice of William Buick, and he had a fairly hard choice to make here, either to ride that one or Wild Illusion. Both of them have very solid form, and William has chosen to ride Soliloquy, which has to be a tip in itself. Good form, and she's second favourite at the moment. Lauren's, I've seen win over the course and distance last season. I thought she could go well for Carol Burke. She hasn't ran since, but she was quite a good winner on that occasion. and I think she might go well at a price. I think it's an open race. This Happily, I suppose, is the probably farm choice, but I've got a feeling that maybe one of the lesser ones could win here, and I'm going to take a chance on I Can Fly Each Way. Could be great weekend for Shamie Heffernan.
Okay, Shamie Heffernan, of course, the man who was in form at this meeting last year, could be landing the spoils for not the first choice of Aidan O'Brien's in that one. Of course, the Pretty Polly, a little bit later on, he got Lati there, who was a very impressive winner in Newbury last time up, Martin. She could be anything if things fall her way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she'll have to probably take this race as well. She was very impressive last time, I was indeed, and she's one of those probably late developers that could develop into a very smart filly this season. But if that has to be the case, I think she'd be the one that you'd have to support on Sunday.
And your Lions is a runner as well tomorrow, on Sunday, I should say, in the Dahlia Stakes in Elegant Pose. Colin Keynes has taken the mount.
Yeah, it was beaten last time in the finish race at Naas on the first day of the season. Possibly the very top ground found her out on that occasion. She did win a listed race at Naas last season, very very late in the year. She won a Dermot Wells right on the line. Improving for the interest in that Gerard sent her over to run this, because he certainly wouldn't be sending her sober just for the fun of it. And you'd have to respect that one chance. She's probably a bit improving to do to win it. But I think the fact he sent her over, he suggested maybe she should be in the first three, hopefully.
Okay, so that's the English action. Now we're going to go to America, Martin, because Aidan O'Brien's looking to set a record, being the first ever European trainer to win the big race, the Race for the Roses, which is the Kentucky Derby, $2 million in prize money. And we've got Mendelssohn running here, Martin. Of course, he won at Dundalk at the start of the season, and a very, very impressive winner in Dubai on World Cup night in the end of March. The son of Scat Daddy, could he win the big race tomorrow night?
Well, certainly could be a tremendous achievement. There's no doubt no European trainer has won the Kentucky Derby ever. There hasn't been too many challengers, but there's no question that with Ryan Moore going over to ride him, the way he won in Dubai, Patrick, as I say, was hugely impressive on that occasion. I think it's important that he try and get to an early lead, which isn't always easy. You've got a full field of 20. He's drawn 14, which isn't too bad, as you were saying. He's got a nice run to the first bend. If he can get to the front and avoid the kickback, he obviously has a very, very good chance. It's a very hard race to win for European-based horses, but this horse, as you say, by Scat Daddy, would be a huge draw for the American breeders. Scat Daddy was a very, very good horse himself, and the Sarah Caravaggio and some very good horses, and if he can win here, he'd be worth a huge amount of money. You can see exactly why he's gone over. The fact that Ryan Moore has actually given up the rides at Newmarket on Saturday, including the likes of Saxon Warrior and Gustav Klimt, suggests that he strongly fancies him. And it would be a great achievement for Aidan. Of course, he had a tremendous season last year, winning 28 group grade ones, but this one would really be an achievement for himself, because no European horse ever won the Kentucky Derby. The Americans obviously won't like to see it happen, but there's no doubt they've obviously a good chance to win a couple of horses themselves. It's a very open race, 4-1, 9-2 the field, and with 20 runners, anything can happen in the Kentucky Derby. But it's a great event. It's on the 11:45 tomorrow night, and at the races, I would definitely suggest people, if they can, stay up and watch, because it's a great event over there, Kentucky Derby. The Americans really know how to celebrate a big horse race, and this is a world famous race. No doubt, one of the most famous races in the world. It'd be great for Aidan O'Brien to get his name in the Roll of Honour, and no doubt to well, but he did it Dubai, you'd have to say it's a very good chance. If things go his way, he's certainly going to be a very popular selection for the Irish and English punters.
Yeah, absolutely indeed. Of course, the 144th edition of the race in Kentucky. But of course, he is one of the biggest trainers in the world, Martin, but a lot of locals would be shouting for their own horses. Of course, the likes of Bob Baffert having, I think, three runners in the race. Todd Pletcher, I think he's got four or five in the race. They're all local trainers that have big reputations in America.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question about that, Patrick. It'd be very much to be cheering them on. And they have great records in this race. And obviously, travelling that way, it's obviously an advantage to the home team. But we've only ever had one Irish American horse win the Classic over here, a horse called Four-Star All-Star, way back in 1991, won the Irish 2000 Guineas. Remember, that was a bit of a surprise. He was only 10-1, but it was a big surprise to see an American horse come over and win a European Classic. It doesn't happen too often. And it just shows the internationalisation of racing now, which is a good thing. And I suppose, ease of travel and all those type of things as well. But no question that it's a big night for Aidan O'Brien. If he can win this race, it'll be one of his greatest achievements in a career that's obviously filled with outstanding achievements today. This will be one of his biggest ones.
Yeah, absolutely indeed, and keen interest will be taken eye over that race tomorrow night at around 11:45 at Churchill Downs. But Martin, I suppose before we wrap it up, your best bets of the weekend.
Well, Sligo on Sunday, the 2:45, there's one race there, a horse called The Last Indian for Aidan Howard. He certainly looks very well handicapped over hurdles. A decent horse in the flat, hasn't shown much over hurdles, but off just a rating of 83, he makes plenty of appeal in the 2:45. In Cork, maybe on Saturday, I do like the chances of that Aspen Bell in the first race at the 1:30. They would be my two selections for the weekend.
And then in the two guineas, Martin?
I'm hoping like Gustav Klint can win, and certainly would be very interesting. I Can Fly Each Way, I think she won't be out of first three.
Okay, so there are all the actions for the weekend. Martin Murphy, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.